In Argentina, the economy is heading toward recession and voters are ready to throw out the incumbent government. Anger is high. That's given a self-described ultra-libertarian a political opening never seen there before. Many Latin American countries have turned to the left, but Argentina may shift to the extreme right in upcoming presidential elections. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Javier Milei defies labels. The 52-year-old economist with his mane of messy hair, bushy sideburns, and leather jackets is not a typical Argentine politician. He wants no part of either the traditional left or right.
Nosotros no queremos ser esclavos de los políticos. Nosotros queremos ser los arquitectos de nuestro futuro.
We do not want to be slaves to the politicians. We want to be the architects of our own futures, he screams to a crowd of mostly men in the northern city of Córdoba last year. He calls himself an anarcho-capitalist, someone who believes that individual liberty rules over any role of the state, which he calls a criminal enterprise that must be dismantled.
Yo vengo acá a despertar leones. Yo vengo a poner de pie a Argentina, pero con todos ustedes.
I'm not here to lead lambs, he says. I'm here to awaken the lions and raise up Argentina. His rage easily taps into the desperation and fury Argentines feel after decades of dealing with inflation, corruption, and crippling debt. About an hour outside Buenos Aires in the upscale city of Pilar, a man paints Milei the only solution on the side of a building. Campaign worker Mateo Strajilovic says Milei is a straight shooter with great appeal to young voters.
Entonces ya no se les puede hablar y no decir nada. No se les puede decir un discurso de una hora y no dar una idea.
He says no one wants to hear politicians who talk for an hour and say nothing. Milei gets right to his plan, which includes replacing the peso with the dollar, eliminating the central bank, and privatizing state companies. Followers may not get or agree with all his radical policies, but they love his attacks on Argentina's politicians, who he calls serial liars and members of a corrupt caste, says pollster Facundo Nejamskis.
Es el único que dice hay que cambiar esto.
He's the only one saying we have to change this whole thing, says Nejamskis. Polls have him capturing as much as a quarter of potential votes. The current leftist president says he won't run for re-election, and the right have yet to rally around one candidate. Center-right hopeful Patricia Bullrich, with the conservative Together for Change coalition, mingles with business owners during a campaign stop outside Buenos Aires. The former security minister says she'll bring order to the country, not just to combat rising crime, but also to the economy.
Lo tenemos que cambiar totalmente porque es un régimen que descapitaliza.
She too is now pushing for a total change, but has yet to provide details. Milei wants to change everything, culturally too. He's called for a ban on abortion and an end to what he calls cultural Marxism with this signature cry.
Yo por ser rubio, de ojos celestes.
I won't ask anyone for forgiveness just because, as he says, I'm blonde, blue-eyed, and have a penis. As for foreign policy, he doesn't say much but prays on both neighboring Brazil's former far-right leader and Donald Trump. Milei declined repeated requests for an interview.
No.
For Miriam Pereda and a friend sitting outside a clothing store in Pilar, it's too early to pay attention to politics. Pereda says for her, it's just more of the same, blah, 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 with little to help her pay her rising bills. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Pilar, Argentina.